Hello, this is Orson Bean. Harvard 48. Yale nothing. I'd like to do a little poem for you. This is a poem that was written by a friend of mine who's a television writer. His name is Les Pine, and he wrote this little poem, and it goes something like this. Something like this. It goes exactly like this. This is it. Last week I'm riding in the MTA, and this poor slob is sitting right across the way. So he's sitting in the subway, kind of slumped in his seat, like a tired old dog, so dead, so beat. His clothes, his face, everything looks sad. And I'm thinking, what a rotten life he must have had. So I look in his face, and what do I see? He looks like he's feeling sorry for me. But you don't know the MTA. I mean, the windows are filthy, the lights are dim. It was my own reflection, and I am him. Right then and there, I take stock of myself. Broke, no job, no prospects. Let's face it, I'm middle class. So what do? I whip out my copy of the Reader's Digest, and I read an article about how to be a success. It's called, I Upped My Income. Up yours. It says, study the successful men around you. So I look around the subway, and I see all these whiskey ads. Seagram's, Carstairs, Calvert's for the man who cares. And I see all these guys in the whiskey ads. Industrial giants, university grads. Movie stars, big shots, executive types. And they're sitting there drinking and smoking their pipes. Look how they dress. They reek of success. The men who switch are famous and rich. They all drink whiskey and they're all on top. And I, like a schmo, never touch a drop. George Greps has switched to Carstairs. Another one of these famous men. He sits by the fire in a wood-paneled den, with the rugs so thick and the drapes so plush. And he sits there, a rich and powerful lush. So I'm sitting in the subway, and I start to think, who the hell am I that I shouldn't drink? So I'll take a drink like these fellas do. And I'll get my picture in the subway, too. I get off the subway, and I go to the Bidewee Bar and Grill. The place has a very distinguished air, and there's several men of distinction there, clustered in groups of three and four, some on the bar, some on the floor. Bartender says, what'll you have? I says, listen, bartender, I've decided to switch. Could you mix me up something? I'll be famous and rich. He takes a bottle off of the shelf. He says, mister, did you ever hear of a whiskey called Two Partners? I says, yeah. He says, this stuff is called sole ownership. He says, very private reserve. Got a kick like a bear. One drink of this stuff, you're a billionaire. I says, I'll get my picture in the subway. He says, buster, you'll be plastered all over the subway. I pay him, he pours. I reach for the glass. I'm ready to enter the upper class. I get a good grip. I stick out my lip. The first million's the hardest. I take a little sip. Hey. It's working. I'm rich. Goddamn unions. I'm gonna go out and buy me a house, a yacht, a limousine, a stomach pump. I don't know, I'm just as unsure as when I was poor. I'm a billionaire. You think I'm secure? I mean, I just made my fortune. I just drank the shot. And I feel any minute I could lose what I got. Wait a minute. I took a drink. I'm famous and rich. What if people hear and they all start to switch? That's all we need. A fine state of affairs. 60 million unemployed billionaires. I yells, all right, you upstarts, get out of the bar. Who the hell do you think you are? Glasses crashing, chairs are smashing, whiskey is splashing. Now nobody's going to get rich no more, because the source of supply is all over the floor. I swim through the crowd and out the door. My limousine's waiting in front of the bar. Two liveried chauffeurs stand by the car. In with the stomach, out with the chest, and I see on the car door a beautiful crest. 23rd Precinct. Now I'm riding like the governor with a siren and a bell, and they check me in at this fine hotel by pressing my fingers on a little ink pad. Then they take my picture for the whiskey ad. The next thing I know, I'm lying in bed. My wife is putting ice on my head. I tell her the story, the drink, the bar, the $1 billion, how rich we are. She says, listen, sweetheart, now that we're members of the upper class, you think maybe they'll turn on the lights and the gas? So I went in the bathroom and gave up the whole idea.